After a decade of heated debate, legal battles, and court decisions, the proponents of Cape Wind are facing their final regulatory hurdle. It's a crucial step before construction can begin on the nation's first offshore wind farm in Nantucket Sound. For the past 3 weeks, Cape Wind officials have been making their case to state regulators that the project is a good deal for Massachusetts ratepayers. And as WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports, opponents have been waging what could be their final effort to stop the project.
It's been a very long journey for Cape Wind, and now it comes down to this. An obscure government panel meeting in a makeshift hearing room above South Station in Boston. Three commissioners from the Department of Public Utilities, or DPU, will decide whether or not Cape Wind goes forward. It's a huge decision worth billions of dollars to the developers of Cape Wind. But for much of the last 3 weeks, the questions and expert testimony have been virtually indecipherable.
I'm taking a slight deviation to the value of moderating system peak load requirements.
Buried in the dense technical jargon is a simple question. Is the $2 billion plan to build 130 wind turbines in Nantucket Sound a good deal for the state?
It is a good deal for Massachusetts electric consumers.
This is Jim Gordon, the president of Cape Wind.
Because the cost of the wind is stable. It will never go up. As the economy recovers, fossil fuel prices will increase. So Cape Wind will become an increasingly better bargain.
Not so, say the opponents, like Audra Parker, president and CEO of the Alliance to Protect Nantucket Sound. For years, the Alliance has bitterly opposed Cape Wind on environmental grounds. Now Parker argues the state should block it because of cost.
If this decision is made purely on the facts, it is very clear it's not cost-effective and should be denied.
At issue is a proposed contract allowing the utility company National Grid to purchase power from Cape Wind. National Grid would pay about twice as much for the electricity as it does for power from traditional sources. The contract also allows for annual increases, which would push the cost of Cape Wind power even higher in years to come. And Parker says National Grid customers would get stuck with the bill.
So basically, you're looking at about 2.5 times market rates and about double other green energy projects like land-based wind. This is basically a transfer of wealth from Massachusetts ratepayers to a private developer.
Robert Rio agrees. He's a senior vice president with Associated Industries of Massachusetts, which represents about 6,000 companies across the state, many of which, he says, would be crippled by higher electric rates if the Cape Wind contract is approved.
That combined with all the other increases we're seeing in health care and in energy in general could put some over the top. We fear that some of those companies would actually leave Massachusetts.
In fact, the opponents say Cape Wind could bankrupt the entire state of Massachusetts.
For the last 10 years, the opponents of this project have put out misleading, fear-mongering propaganda.
Again, Jim Gordon, president of Cape Wind.
The real story here is Cape Wind represents a path to a cleaner energy future.
But opponents say the real story is that Cape Wind is a sweetheart deal for one private developer, pushed aggressively by Governor Deval Patrick, who appointed the utility commissioners now deciding whether or not to approve the project.
Cape Wind is the wrong project in the wrong place for the wrong price.
The argument comes up frequently these days in the governor's race. This is Republican candidate Charlie Baker speaking at a recent debate.
We're talking about $2 billion projects, $600 million in taxpayer money, $800 million in ratepayer money on a project that may or may not represent the future with regard to where energy is going. Cape Wind, folks, is a big bet.
But Governor Patrick says the more dangerous bet is counting on oil and gas prices to stay at the current recession-level lows.
Which is the mistake we have made in this country for 30 years. And I think we got to be serious about it and stop running away from everything because it's new.
Supporters of Cape Wind don't deny that the power will cost more because building offshore turbines in deep water is expensive. But National Grid officials say it will add just $1.20 to the average monthly bill. And Susan Reed, an attorney with a Conservation Law Foundation who testified in favor of Cape Wind, says that's a small price to pay for clean energy.
What opponents are failing to take into account is the extraordinary cost, both economic and environmentally, of our ongoing reliance on fossil fuel resources, and that actually the net economic and environmental benefits of projects like Cape Wind are very real.
Cape Wind won federal approval several months ago. And with the Patrick administration firmly behind it, approval does appear likely. A final decision from the DPU is expected sometime in November. For WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.